Hello everyone, my name is Yun Tao Ma from China Agricultural University. I'm now a visiting scholar in UC Davis. Our group's mainly research work is on functional structure modeling to simulate plant growth in 3D and linking with water and nutrient uptakes, and also for high throughput phenotypings. In this presentation, I will show you some recently results from rice modeling linking with using ORISA models. So the background is that for the Chinese population has reached 1.4 billion, and with the a few revolutions, the rice productivity increased a lot, thanks to the first is the from high stock to dwarf, and for the second revolution is for the hybrid rice breeding. This will increase a lot for the rice production. Now the current is that for the third revolution, maybe is it possible to we linking plant architecture with the breeders to use the inter-specific heterosynthesis to together to with the modeling breed approach to increase the yield potential for the rice plant. Before I introduction of our works, I will give a brief introduction of the varieties we use here. This is the So this is the Yuanjiang common wild rice. This rice present the cross trees growth hybrid. And this is the commercially used cultivars called Keqing, and with erect growth hybrid. So with multiple generation back cross, we get the intergrassing line YIL. For this line, we the plant presented the cross trait growth hybrid. The detailed information can be found in these references. For the YIL line and 13, they have different characteristics, like the number of primary branches. The YIL decreased a lot compared with 13, and also for the secondary branches, this YIL line decreased a lot, and also for the green number, and also for the green yield per plant. Another one is for the PAY1 mutant. This mutant is generated by mutagenizing the YIL line with isomethylsulfonate, because I'm not a breeder, so I'm not very familiar with this kind of techniques. But with this process, we can get this PA1 varieties. For these varieties, there is a comparison between the this variety with YIL line. So for the plant height and the plant height and the number of grain per panicle and the grain yield per plant, this PAY1 increased a lot compared with the YIL one. But for the number of panicles, the YIL increased a lot compared with PAY. So in this, in our research, we use these three varieties. They present different architectures. It's the 13 commercially used cultivar. This is the YIL, and this is the PAY. They are architecture, and the number of panicles, and also the green number of plants. they are really very different. So we use these three varieties with the ORISA model. We simulate their growth. This is a climate difference between our experimental set. One is Beijing and one is Sanya. From here, you can see that the this is the maximum air temperature in Beijing, the red line, red color. But the blue color is the maximum temperature and minimum temperature in Sanya. And here is the solar sunset duration. Sunset duration, this is for Beijing and this is for Sanya, and also there are irradiance in Beijing and Sanya. So from here you can see that large differences between these two locations. So daily minimum temperature, maximum temperature, and sunset hours, and the daily irradiance. This is the flowchart for the ORISA 2000 models. They have this model has different paths for the input parameter values, for the management parameters, observe the phenology, observe dry weight, and also they observe RAI and the extinction coefficients. So from this input files, they run different modules to get the developmental rate for the partitioning parameters, and then they got output. So first, we will give an introduction for the determination of our model parameters. This is the developmental rate for varieties at different growth stages. This is the juvenile phase, and this is the photoperiod sensitive phase, and this is the panicle development phase, and this is the reproduction phase. So from here we can say that for 13 and PA1, their developmental stages is very similar. But for the YIL, the YIL has with less values. That means they have a significant longer growth period compared with others. And also this developmental stages are different between Beijing and Sanya, two locations. And Sanya YIL is also have the same trend with the Beijing. Okay. Another part is for the calculation of partitioning parameters for the biomass partition to different type of organs. So here is the fraction coefficient of shoot dry matter allocated to the organ in Beijing, and here is the fraction coefficient of shoot dry weight allocated of 13. So from this above figures, we can say that the IR 72 is the reference default value referenced from ORISA 2000 model. So from here we can say that for the this fraction coefficient for these three cultivars, they are similar and also very similar compared with the default values. But here is the fraction coefficient for 13 and for with two locations. So from here we can see that for two locations there are fraction coefficient of sudramas allocated to organs is different. So we can conclude from these figures that for the same locations, no obvious difference between three cultivars, but for different locations, especially fraction coefficient fraction allocated to leaf and stem is significantly different. So the other parameters we need to get from our measurement data is the specific leaf area. This is the figures. This is the default values recommended by the ORISA model. And this is the all the three specifically Henry Foster varieties. So from here we can see that for the same location, the obvious difference between these three varieties. And for the same variety, like here below figures, also no obvious between the two different locations. But a large difference comparing with the model default values. From here we can see default values is has a huge difference compared with our cultivars. Okay, so the last part is that we also use the recommended extinction coefficient to calculate the measured data with our the simulation results. So if we keep the default values, we can get these results. That means the default extinction coefficient values tend to overestimate both in Beijing and Sanya for the biomass. And when we use the trial and error method to compare the measured biomass with the simulated one, we got the extinction coefficient for the YIL for the other cultivars, we kept the same extinction coefficient with the reference value. So, and then we improved our simulations a lot. So that means because for this variety, they are at their early growth stage, they behaved prostitute growth habit. But during the late stage, they showed erect growing habitude. And then we, because we prepared all the parameters for the models, and then we have a look about the output for these models compared with our measured data. So here is the model evaluation for different cultivars and years. This is the for the 2013 experiment, and this is for the Beijing location, and this is for the Sanya location. So from here we can see the model can capture very well for the total biomass, for the total biomass, and this is the stem biomass, and this is the panicle dead biomass, and this is the leaf biomass. And also the model can simulate very well the leaf area index for Beijing and the Sanya. And this is the model calibration. And then we use we only change the meteorology data to see whether this model can capture the growth very well or not for the following year. So here we can get the result that are also very good for the different locations and different cultivars, and also very good for the LAI prediction and for Beijing and for Sanya. Yes, for the previous, we used the trial and error method to calculate the extinction coefficient for these three cultivars. Because our groups are really working on functional structure modeling, so according to our measured data, we visualized these three varieties of rice and for different growth stages. This is the 13 and this is the YIL. At the beginning, they showed very prostrate growth habit, and at the end, they had yield, and they have the erect plant architecture. And for this PAY variety, they behaved very high compared with two cultivars, and but their killers decreased a lot. And here is the comparison for two growth stages for these three cultivars. So you can see here. the prostitute grows habit and this erect habit. So our next step is to using our established dysfunctional structure modeling to calculate the extinction coefficient along the plant growth and with the calculated extinction coefficient value to as input for the ORISA model to better simulate the plant growth habits along their growth. And also, if we finish this one, we will, how to say, linking our established models to the climate change and on the rice production. That's all. Thank you. Questions. For this, because for the breeders, we discussed them when times they want to use this wildlife rice to change the architecture of the the later breeding rice. So that's so they this PAY1 is the using this method to get the cultivars, but till now the yield didn't increase, but they try to increase the yield, yeah, compared with the commercial use the cultivar 13, but till now not finished, not yet finished, yeah.